This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For another episode of Your Hidden Power, these are ideas for free thinkers, people who are open-minded, people who understand what might be referred to as the metaphysical perspective on things. We always have someone very important to the new age, if you will, as we get started with every hour here. And it becomes a podcast at yourhiddenpowershow.com. Uri Geller will visit with us later on in the hour. Mary O'Malley, our resident psychic, and Laura Banks, who's an extremely good, thoughtful astrologer. Shelley Paxton joins us now, Chicago-based author, international speaker, transformational coach. She has a marketing degree from Boston College, spent 26 years as a marketing and advertising executive. You know, one of the things that I find very interesting and compelling here, Shelley, if I may refer to you as Shelley, is a lot of folks who come into this work come in later in life. That is, they don't start off at the age of 20 or 21 making a career out of being a transformational worker. It's because of what we experience in our lives, I suppose. I certainly didn't come into this way of thinking or have this as an interest until I got well into my 40s. And now,
yeah.
Right? I mean, isn't that really kind of what we have to get knocked around a little for this stuff to make any difference to us, doesn't
that? That's such a good way of putting it. Yeah, I think it's very true. And, you know, sometimes one of my messages in my book is don't wait for the universe to knock you around, because ultimately we are going to get knocked around. Ultimately, we're going to learn our lesson through illness and tragedy or worse, right? So why not actually start on that journey now to become true to ourselves, right? And start living the life we really want to live.
Because people don't realize what the life is they want to live until they've realized that they're living a life they don't like. I think that takes back to them.
Or they're faced with the life they don't. Yeah, they're faced with the life they don't want to live, right? Which was very much my story. It may be your story as well.
It is. Well, tell us your story. The book, by the way, that we're talking about, made reference to, Shelley has written a book called Soul Batical, A Corporate Rebel's Guide to Finding Your Best Life. So you were a very big muckety-muck in advertising, working on accounts like Harley Davidson, Visa, McDonald's, AOL. So those are some of the world's most important brands. What happened to you that caused you to fall off of this ring around the rosy?
The tilt-a-whirl. I like to call it the corporate tilt-a-whirl. So I was actually chief marketing officer of Harley Davidson when all of this kind of went down. And when I say went down, I mean when it really became clear to me that I was living completely out of alignment with myself. And that was presented to me through illness. That was presented to me through this really cruel nightmare that was ripping me out of my sleep five nights a week for my last year at Harley. And I described that in detail in this book. So I won't spoil it for anybody who's going to potentially read it. But suffice it to say, I had to do a lot of soul searching and a lot of digging to understand what's really going on. And as I did, it became really clear to me that the message I was receiving through this nightmare was that I was completely neglecting my soul. It was dying for me to acknowledge it, nurture it, feed it, love it, be back in relationship with it. And I had been out of relationship with it for so long, I was actually scared. I'm like, what if my soul just completely abandons me at this point? And so I started making some changes and paving a road out of corporate America, because I thought that was my only choice in the moment. What I've come to realize is we have lots of different choices. We can become chief soul officer of our own lives. And that doesn't necessarily mean having to leave your job, but it does mean making changes in who you are and how you show up for yourself every day.
Well, that's a term that's used a lot, how you show up. I think a lot of people think that's gotten lost in jargon world. But maybe there's a better way of putting it. Show up for yourself, being yourself, finding out who you really are. And I think that does take some experience. I don't think you know that when you're 15, 20, 25, 30. Maybe you get into your 30s. How old were you when you finally said, okay, this doesn't work for me anymore? Where were you in life?
Oh, I love that you asked me that question, because I am only a number of days away from turning 50. So this, my book launches tomorrow on January 14th. I turn 50 on January 23rd. And this whole journey for me started when I was 46. So really, the nightmare started when I was 45. I went to Harley when I was 40 years old, fresh off a huge divorce, trying to piece my life back together. So yet another one of those, you know, sort of reckoning moments in life. And I really started this journey in earnest when I was 46. And I completely agree with you. I mean, well, let me finish this thought. I started the journey when I was 46. I started my own business when I was 48, I'm now 2 years into running my own coaching business. I do a lot of speaking, now writing. And, you know, I'll be 50 when my first book baby, you know, launches into the world and most people start reading it. So I'm definitely a story for it's never too late.
I think that that's young. I think there are a lot of people who come to this stuff much later. You're to be congratulated that you have. Is there one thing you said you came out of a hall? Do you have children?
I do not.
Yeah.
I do
not. So then, is there one thing when you did you flip a light switch? Did something like what was it that ultimately that moment? If you can remember, you must remember the moment because you've been very descriptive with everything else you've talked about. So what was the moment when you changed the color of your fingernails, if that's what it took to your fingernail polish, whatever, you're putting on the fingernail polish and say, jeepers, crow, this is terrible. And then, you know, I'm going to do something about it. So what?
Yeah. Well, it was the nightmare, but the exact moment was having the nightmare and realizing that I needed to understand what was the message in that pain, because I think that's where, especially in this kind of noisy world of numbing that we all live in today, we don't often sit with our pain and say, what is it trying to tell me? And so in that moment at that time, when I was 45, 46 years old, I learned meditation. So I was very late coming into meditation, and through meditation, I was able to understand what this nightmare was telling me. I was able to be in conversation with my soul, and it was at that exact moment that I, and literally the phrases, acknowledge me, listen to me, nurture me, feed me, are what I was hearing and seeing in my meditation. And it was at that moment I said, I've got to make a change in my life. And shortly thereafter, I said, I'm going to take a break. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I appointed myself chief soul officer of my own life. And I described the journey I was about to go on as a sabbatical to nurture my soul and see what comes of it, where it leads me. And I had this sense that it was leading me on to my, you know, my higher purpose, my greater calling. But I had no idea at the time what that looked like.
I want to know what other members of your family, you said you got divorced, so what other members, do you have brothers, sisters, your parents, what they all think
of
you?
Oh, yeah. Everyone around me, both in my career. So, you know, imagine this, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners can, right? I was just speaking with somebody yesterday who was facing this exact same challenge, saying it's time for me to leave. But especially when you're leaving something that looks like the sexiest job in the world, especially for a marketer, right? Working for one of the most iconic brands that people tattoo on their bodies. It's absolutely, it appears insane because everything about my life, my 26 years in marketing and advertising, working for all those brands that you mentioned, it looked like I was at the pinnacle of success. Everything on the outside was shiny, while on the inside, I wasn't feeling fulfilled.
You can't tell a book by its cover. I'm looking at you and your website. Let me file that under blanket. I remember when I taught school and I had a sign on my desk that came from IBM. The sign read, "Think." And now I'm thinking about, I've never really been good at working for other people. I've had jobs working for other people. You, I think, probably are cut out of that same cloth. You're a Piscean. It'd be interesting to see your chart, to see where your rising sign is, where your moon is, because I hear a lot of me in you. I'm a lot of Pisces. My moon is in Pisces. And there is this need to be free, if you will, and also understanding that we don't think we're understood. That's why I asked you about your family, whether they were, you know, other than you thought you were bank blank.
Right.
You're crazy. So, under the circumstances, the things that you bring to the table in order for this book that's coming out this week to be successful, you got to have something in there that a lot of people, and you know this, so I'm figuring that's part of how you've written this. You know there's got to be a section, there's got to be something that will grab those who are critics that will read it and say, you got to read this book because. So what is that? You want to give us a little clue?
Oh yeah, well I will tell you got to read this book because it's a call for all of us to go on this journey to create the life we want to create, have the impact in the world that we want to have, right? And to rebel for ourselves, right? I think, you know, the one thing that I realize is that authenticity is the truest form of rebellion. And take it from a true rebel soul. I spent the majority of my life, and a lot of these stories in the book are around how I was rebelling against everything, right? I was rebelling against my parents. I was rebelling against religion. I was rebelling against everything in my past. And what I've now realized and what I want readers to get from, in the inspiration I want readers to get from this is about rebelling for what you want in your life, for success and fulfillment, you know, for your own unique path forward. So I think that's the beauty in this. And the way that I've written the book is it's my story. So it's part memoir, but it's also, and it's part manifesto because I want to create a movement around this. It's also part interactive guide. So as I'm taking readers on this journey, at the end of each section of the book, I put in there some reflection. So I want you to mine your story as you're listening to and reading mine.
Well, that's it. We always take ourselves into the place we find ourselves where we read things or hear things or see things. Oh, yeah, that's me. Or, yeah, I have a lot. I'm surprised I have so much in common. Let's continue our conversation in a few moments. Shelley Paxton is here, the author of a self-reflective portrait. I guess that's the best way for me to describe Soul Batical, a corporate rebel's guide to finding your best life. I want to see pictures of you riding a Harley. That's what I'm looking for right now. Meanwhile, a way for you to deal with something else that may be a little more personal and a little bit more right with it, that is the weight loss that you're trying to come up with. You're trying to come up with a plan. I'll make it very simple for you. Go to calitrin.com. Find the formula. You'll see that the formula for Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula, is free of stimulants, is free of drugs. I think that's the best, that's the biggest marketing thing. And there's success stories that you can find all over at Calitrin.com. Healthiest way to lose weight and keep it off. They've been in business for almost 30 years. You go to Calitrin.com. Discounts right now on every bottle, $10 off, plus a free bottle if you buy more than three. That's the deal right now. Free shipping as well. Use the DJV code when you order this shining example of how to lose weight and keep it off at Calitrin.com.
Mm-hmm.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Continuing our conversation with a former corporate big wig. I didn't look like you're wearing a wig, so it's not. It's just the big wig stuff from So Harleys, do you have your own Harley? Come on, you must have ridden a Harley when you were at.
Oh, I did. I sold it. I used to ride a Softail Slim, though, for all of those for those riders out there. I'm currently on a bit of a riding hiatus, but yes, I had him. We were able to ride all over the world, which is phenomenal. I mean, believe me when I say, and I think this is important for people to hear, I have zero regrets in my career. I had an absolutely amazing corporate career, and I was very privileged. I was blessed with a lot of good fortune, and I worked my butt off, right?
Did it become a replacement for family? Is that part of what was going on? I don't know your story because I haven't read the book yet, but you said you went through a really bad divorce. That comes from lots of different things. It's for, you know, we all have those moments where we realize sometimes we've been with the wrong person. You've had a lot of things you talk about, your illnesses and addictions. And what were you addicted to?
The way I phrase it is I was addicted to numbing. I absolutely was putting everything down. I was drinking a lot at the time. So I was addicted to food and drink. Mm-hmm. And I talk very openly and honestly about all of those aspects of my story. I believe that, you know, telling this story in a courageous way is true to what it means to be a chief soul officer of your life. And so I put it out there very unvarnished. And so, yeah, especially by the time I got to Harley, I was drinking a lot every night to really not face what I needed to face. And one of my favorite questions in coaching is, what are you pretending not to know? And I was pretending not to know that I was acting out of alignment with myself, but I got very comfortable in the world that I was living in. And I was definitely filling a void with titles and brands and money and all of that stuff. And there's no doubt that that impacted my marriage. And I'm very honest about that as a theme in the book, where I was choosing this. I had wanderlust and I wanted to live around the world, and my career was taking me around the world. I was choosing work over personal. I was making sacrifices for salary. So there's no doubt that that was a piece of it. And it's a heartbreaking piece of my story.
So how has that changed? You are coaching a lot of other people to work their way through this. How has your own recognition of these things, relationships and other things, how has that changed now in your enlightenment?
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, the way I live my life is quite different. I'm definitely living true to my values. My top three values are freedom, authenticity, and courage. I'm choosing courage over comfort in everything I do, from starting my own business to, you know, writing this book in a very sort of open kimono way. And I've radically changed. Like, I am in touch with who I am, and I'm able to sit in stillness and sit in conversation with my soul and be in touch and not default to the numbing. So I've made also a lot of personal choices in the way that I eat, in my relationship with alcohol, which is very minimal at this point. There's so many things I've chosen to do, and it's because I've chosen to, I guess it is more of the enlightened mindset, and I was sort of maybe unenlightened for many years.
I should ask the question a different way. Have you found someone who can identify with your way of thinking and therefore be comfortable with you and you with whoever it would be that you'd like to be with?
I love that you asked me that question, because I just announced to my community in a newsletter yesterday that this is the year of love for me. So I honestly, Doug, I had to go on the journey of writing this book to really go through all the emotional healing and unarmor my heart. So I've declared this year, and I'm finally open to love.
Well, that's one of the things. If you look, I will go back to astrology a little bit. This year is supposed to be a very good year for those sorts of things. For all of us who have sort of shut it out for whatever the reason. So I think that's an important part, however, of you being credible. And I say that lovingly. I don't know you and never talked to you before, but I find that in your message, there's almost a fear of how good life can be. If there's, you know, such a, and there is a thing. People get afraid of having it too good. I asked a question on my morning program earlier. What happens if you have somebody gives you $10 million? How does that change your life? And, you know, there is that. But there are ways of getting other things that are really good beside $10 million. And it sounds like you're on your way to that. I would encourage you to keep it going, frankly. I think that's what we all have to do. But realizing what it is that you need to bring to the table is, it sounds like, what you've done. Shelley Paxton, the book can be found at the website soulbatical.com. That's with two B's, SoulBatical. Book is called Soulbatical, A Corporate Rebel's Guide to Finding Your Best Life. We all want to do that. Good luck on your journey. Thanks very much, Shelley, for being here on Your Hidden Power.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
It's time to start fresh with nice new pens and notebooks.
There's no better time than now to get organized with help from Staples.
Because right now, a 12-pack of Bic Round Stick ballpoint pens is $1.49.
A 4-pack of Expo Dry Erase Markers is $3.99.
And Staples comp books are only $1 each.
So make time to save on all your office essentials at Staples,
where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 1/18/20. Valid on assorted SKUs while supplies last.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump reportedly authorized the killing of Iran's top general 7 months ago. That's according to an NBC News report, saying that current and former administration officials say the president would have to sign off on killing General Qassem Soleimani if Iran's aggression resulted in American death. Soleimani was killed in a drone strike in Iraq 10 days ago after an American contractor was killed in Iraq by Iranian-backed militia forces. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Democrats are about to meet to decide when the Senate will get the articles of impeachment against President Trump.
I would be consulting with my members this week on Tuesday morning at our regular caucus meeting that we would vote to send them over, and we'll determine in our meeting when we send them over.
She spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wade Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Back into our zone, the zone of peace and prosperity. Hopefully, whatever it is that you're facing, maybe we can give you some ideas about how to get out of it. Lots of people spend a lot of time and a lot of money trying to make their life better. Sometimes it doesn't require a lot of spending. It requires a lot of focus. Sometimes you can get it from reading a book. Sometimes you can get it from listening to a speech. Sometimes you can get your motivation from just witnessing somebody else who's come through. We were talking earlier. Uri Geller is with me, my pal from Israel, who is a transformational thinker. And to a lady who had changed her life midstream. You didn't do that. Your roots in the paranormal go back to when you were a kid. I think you're unusual that way, although some people will tell you if they're really good astrologers or they're good at mind stuff, metaphysical experiences, that they knew, they recognized that they had that ability early in life. But I dare say there are more people who have changed as they've gone through life, and they have been, oftentimes informed by folks like you who've had an experience, and you move people to make their lives better, whatever it is. You've heard from thousands of people over the years, Uri, who have said you've made their lives better. Is there one consistent theme through all those accolades?
Okay, Doug, before I answer that, I'm going to do an experiment with you right now that has never, ever been done in the history of radio.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for this?
I'm smiling.
Okay, smile because it's funny.
Smile. Yeah.
I have new headphones, you know, I got them from Apple.
Yes.
And Apple are advertising that it cuts out all the sounds around you. Now, mm-hmm. there's somebody on the phone next to me. Can you hear him talk?
Yes.
This is a live experience. You can hear him talk. Yes?
Yeah, you can't hear him, but I can.
Okay, now another question. And this is the first ever experiment on live radio with all your beautiful audience. I'm going to take a pita bread into my mouth now. I'm going to chew on a pita bread. Tell me if you can hear me chewing. Okay? Are you ready
yep.
for this?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm chewing.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you have food in your... Sounds like you have food in your mouth, yes.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Now, next time I'll know never to eat when I talk to you.
Well, it's best not to eat when you talk to anybody, no matter what.
Exactly.
If I was sitting at the table with you right now, and as many times as we've broken bread, I remember we had dinner a month or so ago, I was busy. We were all talking to each other and yakking away with our mouths full of pasta. And, you know, who's really good at that is your brother-in-law, Shippy. He's great at talking with food in his mouth. He's
yeah, so listen, Dougie,
yes,
concerning
yes,
what sure. you asked me about how I managed to kind of pave the way for my success, I used a very ordinary but natural element. It's called charisma. It's called the Israeli chutzpah, which means kind of cheekiness. It means believing in myself and not taking no for an answer. Whenever a door was slammed in my face, I walked through it. I believed in myself. I was motivated and inspired to be successful. By thinking that way, you actually create an energy field around you, and you magnetically attract people who are positive thinkers. I always try to eliminate the negative thinkers because you shouldn't have anyone like that around you. Then what happened is that there is also an element called luck, L-U-C-K. No matter how much we believe in synchronicity, that everything in the universe happens for a reason and there are no coincidences, I do believe that there is something called luck, good luck. You know, it's something that probably good luck is a kind of an energetic field. Probably it's a tangible energetic field that people can draw into their lives.
All right, now I'm going to... Here's my read on that. I used to think... Some people have said to me that I've been very lucky in my life. That's one way of looking at it, but I think it goes deeper than that, although it may not be easy for people to understand the depth that bring the depths of experience, the depths of reality that give you good luck. For example, I believe that we choose our parents. We choose a life experience that we want to have when we come back. You and I agree that there is reincarnation. And with that comes picking the date, the time, where you're going to be born, who your parents are, all of that stuff, which brings you into alignment having the things, whether it's good luck or bad luck, but whatever it is you're going to experience in life, is sort of planned ahead. Now, whether you think that's too deep or not, but that's kind of...
No, it's not too deep. On the contrary, actually now we're discovering the physical scientific laws of quantum entanglement and quantum mechanics, which means that, like you said, we know so little about the power of the human mind. We probably use only 10%, if at all. But the amazing thing is that you see, Doug, maybe you don't exist. I'm creating you right now at this moment. Or vice versa. Maybe you're creating me. It's so incredible. You know, what is time? Is there anything like time? Is it maybe only a vibrational creation that we're living through? We really know nothing. It's unbelievable that, you know, you have to look at the very famous symbol of infinity, the lying down figure 8, which means that everything exists in infinite times. We can never end the infinite. We can never touch infinity because it just doesn't end. And what the amazing thing about infinity is that there is, you know, look at space. There's no end to outer space, and there is no end to inner space. And inside inner space, there could be endless, limitless life forms, the same way as outer space. So once we begin to understand these laws of science of quantum mechanics and quantum entanglement, we will be able to solve the major problems of our planet, like the global warming. Look at what's happening in Australia now. 500 million animals already burned to death. I'm sure a lot of humans lost their lives. Look at the volcano that just exploded in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Look at the water levels of the seas are rising. You know, Doug, this is interesting. I was interviewed by the National Enquirer two months ago. I'm going to send you the link. And the guy, he just called me out of the blue, the journalist, and said, can you do some predictions for 2020? I said yes, and I gave some predictions. Suddenly, I felt, and this is trivial, but I did feel it, I felt that there will be a major, major shakeup in the royal family. Mm-hmm. I said this 2 months ago, mm-hmm. and the National Enquirer just came out last week. So this is amazing. They were shocked at my prediction. So my prediction for 2020 is fascinating. Just when you're in a supermarket or wherever, get the National Enquirer, read them, because my predictions are very global. They're very universal. I don't do Justin Bieber, is going to move a house. Anyhow, we love you very much. My family is here. Hannah sends love.
I see that. I see a picture. Tell Daniel I said hello. Yeah. And Hannah is hello. In a nice outdoor cafe. That's one of the great things, isn't it, of the modern world, the ability to communicate. You and I can talk like this, have a good conversation. You're halfway around the world, and I can see all your family that I love dearly. So give them all a hug for me. All right?
Bye-bye.
Bye. Talk to you later. Uri Geller, his website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com. He always gives us something, a tidbit, something to think about that you may not have. And I think our theme today is being out of alignment. And he brings you more ideas about how to get yourself back into alignment. We'll get that from Mary O'Malley, our resident psychic, as we move on here on Your Hidden Power. Right now, to the real world we go, and the stuff that dreams are made of. When I say dreams, I mean real dreams. When you go to bed and you put your head on the pillow, do you go right to sleep? Do you have pleasant dreams? Do you get a good night's rest? Or are you tossing and turning because your old pillow is literally full of crap? And your mattress and all the things that you have been sleeping on for years and years and years, loaded with horrible stuff. You wouldn't want to see a picture of some of the mites and the creepy crawly creatures that are inside the mattresses and the sheets. It's awful. And you'll get those things in your nose, in your eyes, in your mouth, in your ears. You don't want all that stuff. Let's throw all those old pillows out. Go to MyPillow.com. Motivation enough. You see pictures of those little mites that crawl around, these microscopic things. You can't see them, but they'll touch areas of your face every night as they crawl around. Yeah, and it's all because you got a dirty pillow. You can't wash it, you can't dry it, but you can with a new MyPillow. All the ideas that you get from the folks at MyPillow on how to outfit your bedroom. New mattresses, new mattress covers, pillows, pillowcase, all that stuff. Go through MyPillow.com. Find a new bed for your pet, too, because they're rolling around the same crap that you are. It's all now, the here and now, and the discounts are fabulous. When you go to MyPillow.com, use the DJV code, and you'll get 30 to 66% off, depending on what you get. Help yourself. MyPillow.com. Buy everything you need to sleep better in the new year, and get some towels for your bathroom, too. They're new at MyPillow. MyPillow.com. Save lots of money using the discount code DJV.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. but she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Mary O'Malley now, our resident psychic. She's at psychicscout.com. That's her website, psychicscout.com. You may have heard me talking about alignment with the lady who wrote the book on alignment, the coach. You're a coach. You're a psychic, but people come to you because they need coaching. Good astrologers are good coaches. All the people who are sensitive are good coaches. So do you, when we talk about being out of alignment, Mary, the idea of being normal, I guess maybe that's another way of looking at it. But then when people think they're supposed to be normal, there's no such thing as normalcy because none of us are the same, right?
Well, right. Everyone's normal is different, and normal, you know, never lasts long. There's always something going on.
right.
I've noticed over the last couple of years have been, you know, big upheavals for people. And this year, 2020, people are really off balance because it seems so peaceful for them. You know, like they got used to the upheavals, and this year so far, for a lot of my clients, it's pretty peaceful.
Well,
and
it seems to be calming down.
Alignment.
Yeah, well, it seems to be calming down. If you've listened to some good astrologers, we have friends in that are astrologers, friends together, and the visions mm-hmm. that they've predicted. I have four or five that I talk to all the time, and they all say pretty much the same thing. There's a calming down. This is a good time for change. A lot of things that were mm-hmm. disruptive before. Yes. And, you know, that seems hard to believe when you look around. Earlier, he was just talking about all of the horrors of the world, the volcanoes and the burning of Australia and the really bad weather we have in our country at the moment. And yet it does seem that we've almost come into something's calming down, and you know, the politics, maybe we'll have a new president and maybe that person will bring a little calming to our reality. But I bring it back around to the individual nature of your work and how you
right.
calm people down, because you need to calm people down individually. And that's what maybe brings us the collective calming down, if people all individually calm down. And we aren't calm
yeah.
because we have been out of alignment, as Shelley Paxton was talking about in the last half hour. So as you've talked to people, do you think they're more in alignment, or do you get them into alignment?
This is an opportunity for them to create a new alignment. Mm-hmm. So it's peaceful. There isn't anything going on. It's a perfect time to sit and start manifesting what you want in your life. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect time. There's nothing in the way. The energy's pretty clear. But it's like it's such a surprise after the last couple of years that people feel a little off balance.
Mm-hmm.
And but honestly, it's a perfect time to create a new alignment. So whatever your hopes and dreams are, now is the time to start manifesting them.
So when you go to bed every night, maybe that would be the suggestion that I'd have. When you go to bed at mm-hmm. night, have that picture in your mind as you're going off to sleep. Whatever it is, new job,
Absolutely.
New person, whatever it is, have that in your mind and get a good solid picture of it by getting a good reading from Mary O'Malley at PsychicScout.com. This is your hidden power.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To have another good reading from Laura Banks, who has a fabulous website. Go to stargalnetwork.com. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to have a reading with her, it's easy to get to her. She's very, very, very approachable. 352-552-1243 for Laura Banks. Laura Banks at AOL.com. All kinds of ways of getting in touch with her. We've been talking about alignment, Laura, through most of our conversation and visions for 2020, people that you see who want to know, they bring you the elements of time when they were born, day when they were born, city where they were born, and then you put together a chart that, and I don't know if you heard me talking to Uri about this, how you can find out a lot from somebody by doing all of this, but what you don't know maybe is that you have picked out, you personally have picked out, if you believe what most of us believe in this sort of metaphysical world, that you choose the time you're going to come in, who your parents are, and the lessons you have to learn. It seems so complicated, but it isn't really, is it?
It's not that complicated. Even Albert Einstein says that we're all just energy.
Yeah.
And so we're all fluidity. Our bodies are atoms aren't even touching each other. We're pure, soulful, karmic energy flowing through time and space in almost like a grid. I had a vision of this grid when I was like 12 years old, and it's this time continuum grid that we're all on. You can't even see you can't look at the details.
No.
And you just, you don't look at the reality for your future reality, right? You stay on that energetic plane of pulling towards you what you desire, not what you see.
Well, that's hard for a lot of people to do because we're so stuck in the past. If you're in the now, then that's what you want to do. And that's, you know, like going to bed. I just said that to Mary O'Malley. You go to bed and you put in your mind as you go to bed what it is that you want. What is the job? What is the relationship? All those things, if you envision it, it can happen. People say, ah, that's not true. Well, try it and see what happens. And
well,
one of the things, go ahead, Laura.
Well, absolutely, Doug, and thanks for having me. I mean, if you do positive journal writing where you're constantly in an attitude of gratitude, you need to do a subliminal program like the subliminal program that I'll be offering soon. If you have to, you have to reprogram your brain. It takes 60 to 90 days to reprogram your brain.
Yep.
You don't have to know you're listening to something, but you have to. It's like a computer. We all need a reboot. And now is a better time than ever for a reboot with the Sun, Mercury, Saturn in Capricorn in a perfect conjunction. I mean, all of us can take benefits.
Past weekend, there were the five major planets were in a straight line, and there was a full moon, and there was an eclipse. What impact did that have on all of us? You started to talk about last week, and I don't think we had enough time to finish the focus.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can just only emphasize again and again and again that if you ever wanted to reboot, to begin again, now is the time. You have to exercise, like going to the gym, a new way of thinking, a paradigm shift, and the universe will support in a very constructive way your dreams and goals. I can only speak for myself personally. I was up in the middle of the night looking at my goals, creating a timeline, and seeing it to completion. And people are afraid of creating goal times. Just change the goal time if you don't make it, you know? You just have to. Capricorn is begging us to get practical and have those dreams feed the practical.
And you've said that Jupiter and Saturn in alignment go a long way, and at least you said that about my chart, but I just see it in pretty much universally, right?
Oh, my gosh. With Jupiter and Saturn aligning, Saturn is going to make the thing happen. It's exalted. In Capricorn right now, Jupiter is sitting close nearby. So the angel, your guardian, which we all have, is saying, get to work on planting the seeds for your dreams. We're all in this kind of alignment for 6 months to come, at least. But we can't sit back and go, I'm a victim of, or I'm still pissed at somebody about. It's not going to work.
Doesn't work, no. But you have to let people grow at their own speed. Once they become aware, then you got to not. I mean, I think I've tried in my life, frankly, to influence people, and it doesn't work. If they don't want to be influenced, they'll take it, and they'll do it in their own time. And I think that's something to be underscored. Laura Banks. Go to StarGalNetwork.com, StarGalNetwork.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.